Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on SportsMap Radio. Good Monday to you. You know what? There were some good things over the weekend. I don't know if any of them made the good of the day, so let's find out. Good of the day.
Good of the day. Well, I don't know if this is good for one man, but it's great for us.
Okay.
And that one man, his name is Greg Harvey.
Greg Harvey.
I know for a fact we talked about him last year right around this time, simply because he is the guy who has lost his fantasy football league again and is forced to do the Waffle House punishment.
Oh, he's the one that has to sit. Okay. Can I guess what this is? If I can remember correctly.
Yes.
So correct me if I'm wrong. The Waffle House challenge is to sit in a Waffle House for 24 hours.
Yep.
Every waffle you eat takes an hour off that time.
Correct.
Awesome.
And for the second year in a row, he has to do it.
That's unreal.
He should quit fantasy football. But maybe not, because last time he live streamed it, he's promising, I think he's doing a live stream of it again.
Okay.
I find it fantastic.
Okay, so, like, do you think this would be, do you think this is easier to do than it credit for?
I don't think it is.
First of all, eating 20, like, you wouldn't eat 24 waffles in the first hour.
No, you wouldn't.
But if,
and that's why I'm bringing this up, because I want to try it. Like, there's a part of me that wants to try this and see how long I could go. I mean, I think the trick is to start early, like go in like at 3-4 in the morning.
Right.
And try to polish off as many as you can. But I feel I would be there at least 12 hours.
I was going to say, you're going to be there a long time and you can't leave. That's part of the rules.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to the bathroom,
right.
You know. I've and heard rumors like people can go outside and if they need to and
they
get some fresh
get
air.
Fresh air, but they can't leave the premises.
And they can't leave they can't jump in their car and go home.
Go home and come back. And everything you want is costs you money. I guess you could get unlimited refills on soft drinks or something, but if you want something other than waffles,
but you don't. But why would you? Because you want to eat. That's the only thing you want to eat to get out.
Is waffles. So you don't even want eggs. You don't even want bacon.
No.
Yeah, you don't want the waffle. Get it. Bing, bing, bing. Who's monitoring this?
I get maybe it's the honor system. I don't know.
Buddy,
you have friends.
Have buddies all
buddies probably
in.
Stop by and cheer them on a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, go. You can do it. Or we'd rather see you fail miserably.
Yeah. Or is it does the manager of the Waffle House, does he go over and does he know? And it's like, oh, it's another Waffle House challenge. We know the rules.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. You're right. I've actually, there are challenges that I've said to myself, man, I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't mind trying to see if I can do that. A couple of years ago, years and years ago, my promotions director actually had an idea of me broadcasting for 24 hours straight. So he said, could you do it? And I said, oh, it depends. If we made it for charity and I went to every single Colorado Springs sports personality and said, come on for an hour. Like, we're not doing an interview or I'm asking you about your team. You just do an hour with me. We'll talk about movies, golf.
Yeah.
Like we've got, you know, Scott Owens, Colorado College head hockey coach. He comes on, he talks about what TV shows he likes, blah, blah, blah. Then I could do it. But if you're going to hook me up with sports interviews, I don't think I could make it. But I was really intrigued with it because 24-hour challenges are hard to do just by staying up. Eating waffles
24 hours.
By the fifth waffle, you're tired of waffles. Can you down another 7, 8, 9, 10 to make your time there quicker?
Yeah, and remember, I mean, they're not thick, but they do expand.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And then what happens to you after you eat?
You know, you don't think about that, Tony.
15 waffles.
You don't go there.
I don't. So,
but anyway, even if you think about that. Even if you down 15 waffles.
Right.
That's a huge feat. You're still there 9 hours.
You're still there 9 more hours. You're right. That's crazy. By the way, kudos to whoever came up with that. Pretty
it's a great. I think it's a great punishment. I think it's better than, you know, wearing a dress on a street corner, yeah, or, you know, wearing a sign that says I lost my fantasy football league.
Yeah, because most people just bypassing. All right, yeah, they don't care. Fantasy football league. Who cares?
You're out there for 3-4 hours.
What would you tip the waitresses that would be at the table you have to be?
What
at?
You mean to tell me you're not having just one for 24 hours?
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun if you could get Jane to hang out with you for 24 hours, sort of her be part of the deal? I think you'd have to give them $700 a piece.
I don't know about that much.
I don't know. Let's say it's an 8-hour shift at that table. What could she turn over in that amount of time at that table in the 7-8 hours that she's working?
All depends on how busy they are.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have her table reserved that no one goes there.
Yeah, right.
No one sits here.
We're doing
reserved for Waffle House challenges.
How does Waffle House feel about this, by the way, when you go?
Oh, I bet you they love it. You kidding me? Free advertising.
Yeah, well, free advertising countrywide.
Look, I mean, we're talking about it.
Yeah, I know, but the individual store still has to make money.
True.
So, like, they're accountable for that day, and it's like one table was used up by a guy who spent $50.
Yeah, on waffles.
Food and waffles, yeah. But I don't know. It's awesome.
Maybe
it's
those waffles
awesome
don't
challenge.
Count.
It's an awesome challenge. What's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day, DK Metcalf.
Uh-oh.
I don't
what
know
did
if
the
you
former
saw this. The
Ole Miss wide receiver do?
He had a viral one-handed catch. I mean, when I say this catch, I mean, it is something to be awe in over. But it did spark. Somebody had called it, said that catch was going to cause a random drug test, and I'm using random in quotations, and sure enough, the NFL is wanting to drug test DK
really?
Metcalf.
Oh, my gosh.
He must have leapt, I don't know. I mean, it's like 10 feet into the air.
Jeez.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, I know it's not that much, but and maybe it's the angle of the camera, but he is up there. And
that's
just
awesome.
Grabbed this ball with one hand, and then performed in the celebrity basketball game, where he's was the celebrity basketball MVP, scoring like 20 some odd points, where most of them were dunks.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he is a great, talented athlete, but it is funny that you see this video, and then everyone's like, "Yep, drug test, here it comes."
Yeah. Man, people had that pegged. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah,
but it's a fun video to watch. It's spectacular.
I'll probably have to look that one up. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day goes to the University of Michigan.
University of Michigan.
Yeah, the entire University of Michigan.
Because they did a good thing over the weekend.
The football team, anyways.
Oh, the football team. Okay.
Yeah, they unveiled commemorative necklaces.
Uh-oh.
For their regular season win over Ohio State, and obviously they are getting blasted on social media for it.
I don't know if I like that.
Two things. One is that they're celebrating a regular season win, and the other thing is that a lot of people are saying it looks like one of those necklaces that you get out of the gumball machine.
Oh, okay. So if you're going to do it, what they're saying is, I may not like the idea of you getting a necklace for beating Ohio State, but if you're going to at least do it with a necklace that looks decent.
Yeah. They said this looks very, very cheap looking. I mean, one side, it's, Michigan and it's like regular season champs or something like that. Then the other side is, it looks like it's the horseshoe.
Oh,
it's almost as if they own the horseshoe, that is their second home.
Question for you. Do you want to give your student athletes most who will never play in the NFL and they'll be done with football? Do you want to give them something?
See, I like that idea.
I to beat Ohio State's a big deal. Like, it's the game of the year, right? It's the thing you practice. Like, there's a countdown to the game. Everything is around that game. So let's say you're a linebacker and you play for Michigan. And again, you're on your way to become whatever it is. You're not going to the NFL. Don't you want to have some mementos of, I beat Ohio State twice, and this is what the school gave me for those wins?
Here's something to really consider, too, okay? And, maybe, I don't know if it's their thought process. Maybe it should be, maybe it shouldn't be. Save for the freshmen or the sophomores this year, who were freshmen last year, made the playoffs. This year they made the playoffs again. They haven't won a bowl game.
Right.
They've gone to the playoffs, but lost in the first round.
Right. And like let's say you're a starting offensive tackle, and let's say you become a dentist. I don't know.
Yeah.
And somebody finds out you're the guy that played for Michigan. And if you, they're probably going to ask you about Ohio State before they ever ask you about some loss to TCU or Georgia in the bowl playoffs. They're probably going to say, what was it like to play Ohio State? What were those games like? What was, that's probably what you're going to get the most and to have a memento. But if you're going to do it well. But I don't know. I'm with you. It kind of feels odd to not to give away that. You know, now everybody's going to do something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it is kind of weird, but at the same time, like I get it.
Right, right.
You know, I do understand why you're doing it, but yeah, it is.
But at the same time, you don't want to make it so special that it rarely happens that you have to commemorate it either, right?
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, that's where Ohio State is coming from. Yeah. You know, they'll all blast it like, you're celebrating regular season wins.
Yeah.
You know, you've had two in the last 17 years against us.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you might as well celebrate it because, again, even though it's happened in back-to-back years, hasn't happened all that often.
Right.
Like, in the long haul. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That is Ron with two N's as we continue this morning on Sports Map Radio. Glad you could be with us.